This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Most classes resumed at Eagle Crest High School in Aurora today. The district closed the school yesterday to investigate a special ed teacher's death from bacterial meningitis last weekend. A second teacher at the school also died the same weekend, but the cause is unconfirmed. Cherry Creek School's administrators say the school's special education wing will be closed the rest of the week so the local health department can complete contact tracing efforts. Suncor released potentially dangerous levels of sulfur dioxide from its Commerce City refinery yesterday morning. That's according to state air regulators. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Sulfur dioxide can inflame the respiratory system and trigger asthma attacks. The state sent the notice after verifying readings from Cultivando, a Latino-led nonprofit. It found concentrations briefly reached levels more than double the national health standards. While those spikes are dangerous, they must stay elevated for more than an hour to register as an official violation. Air regulators say that wasn't the case during the plant's malfunction, and the threat subsided within minutes. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
If you're looking for another beer while watching baseball at Denver's Coors Field, you'll now have an extra inning to get one. The Colorado Rockies and a handful of other Major League Baseball clubs will now sell alcohol through the eighth inning of games. The expanded purchase window is in response to faster game times. Alcohol sales previously ended in the seventh inning. A new pitch clock has shaved an average of about 30 minutes off games this season. The new rule takes effect at Monday's home game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.